epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Paul Gorman joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hello, sir.
Kennedy, how are you?
I am living the dream. How are you, friend?
Great.
Paul Gorman from the South Shore YMCA, you may recall, Kennedy.
I do.
Yes. I was invited last year to go down and play in their charity golf classic.
Right.
You know, my son goes to their camp down on the Cape, Burgess and Hayward. And surprisingly, after I completely destroyed the course last year with my play, they actually invited me back again this year.
No, it's very weird. Here we are.
Well, it's good to have you back, Paul. We want to talk about now. Unfortunately, the Golf Classic is sold out, yep. So you can't get into it. But what you guys do every year in raising funds to send kids off to camps, let's talk about that and tell people how they can get involved to donate money.
Sure. Well, first, I'm speaking here in Quincy, Kennedy's hometown.
Let's go.
But camp. Camp for Children gives them an opportunity to really disconnect from their phones and connect with their peers. So many of them engage in some great camps and great activities. Many activities a lot of these kids have never done before, you know, from our traditional camp activities of swimming and groups to our arts camp, our tennis camp, nature camp, farm camp, adventure camp, and of course our overnight camp down in Sandwich. Carson, there's no math camp for Barrett.
No, you guys only do fun camps? That's crazy.
Well, it might be some programming you need to add next summer. I'm just saying. I know somebody who will be there.
Absolutely not.
But we do some simple math, you know, how many chickens are at the farm and how many cookies can we have today after dinner. But, you know.
Paul, why do you think it's important for kids to have these experiences in the summer and just be a kid and do these things and kind of create these lifelong memories and friendships from camp?
So we all know that their connection a lot of times with kids' phones creates a lot of angst and anxiety. And once they disconnect from that, they now are put into groups, which a lot of them, they're not in there with their friends, with their hopefully new friends. And it builds their self-interaction with their kids, their peers, helps them build confidence in themselves. These kids come from all over, you know, from the inner city to the suburbs, from single parents, from foster homes, from households that grandparents are the main caregiver. We work with local schools to get kids out of certain situations that are not healthy for them to be in during the summer. We have kids on state vouchers, but when they go to camp, of all of our camps, they don't know those backgrounds of these kids. So the experience is so enriching and rewarding for these kids, and without judgment. We welcome kids of all abilities, whether developmental disabilities, physical disabilities, certainly, and why we have our golf tournament every year, no one's turned away because of the inability to pay. We have well over 500 kids during our summer on scholarships, a lot of them on full scholarships.
Wow.
For some of these kids from the inner city, they never get to experience down on the Cape for 2 weeks or more. Down there, the experiences that we have. So, you know, it's a great opportunity. Again, you know, building those friendships, spending time outdoors, you know, for our nature camp, our farm camp, and down resident camp. You know, COVID, really, our kids took a big hit. But what it did do is force more of us, our families, outside. And these experiences have become more and more important. We help educate the kids about the outdoors and nature. So as they grow up, they'll have those experiences and hopefully think about, you know, their environment around them.
Okay, so if you want to find out more, if you want to give a child a brighter future by sending them to a YMCA camp, do us a favor. You can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. You can go to the South Shore YMCA website. It's southshoreymca.org. You can click through there. All the information is how you can donate there. You know, the first time I was a camp counselor at the YMCA, Kennedy, I went because I followed a girl. My stepbrother was going to be a camp counselor. And he was hanging out with this girl, and he's like, oh, she's going to be a camp counselor there, too. I was like, so am I. And I got to tell you, you know, going to Y camps as a kid and being a counselor, it's some of my all-time favorite memories from my youth. So being, you know, doing what you're doing and then being able to kind of help give back to that is, it just feels really good.
And Carson.
Yes, sir.
We would love to see Dan at our camp. I know he's looking this summer for a camp experience, and we'd love to have him come down.
We're going to add it to the list of the potentials. I don't know, though. He's really looking for an algebra camp, so I don't know. Well, we appreciate you coming back, Paul. Obviously, you and everybody at the South Shore YMCA are members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Well, thank you very much for having me today.
All right. Well, we'll see you at the golf course soon.
I look forward to it.
All right. Bye, Paul.
Thank you.
If you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can call or text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. And Kennedy, you have some Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Well, yes. You know, one thing that happens over the 4th of July weekend is the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. And this year saw the return of one Joey Chestnut, who took his title back.
70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
Wow.
The Nathan's Famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut! How do you feel?
I was excited. I love being here. Man, I wish I had ate a couple more. I'm sorry, guys. I'll be back next year.
Did you see that he also headlocked somebody during this?
Well, what else are you going to do?
Somebody tried to protest in the middle of it, came up with a protest sign, and while he was shoving the hot dogs in his mouth hole, he turned around and put him in a headlock and helped subdue the person.
Don't mess with the man trying to get to a record. So the guy that came in second, who was the defending champion, came in second with only 46 and a half hot dogs. He beat him by like 24 hot dogs.
Only 46 and a half hot dogs.
He beat him by 24 hot dogs.
I know, but 46 and a half hot dogs is still a ton of hot dogs.
It just looks like nothing next to him, doesn't it?
Thanks,
guys. Uh-huh.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of the 99. So, I know everybody was at their own barbecue, fireworks, whatever you might have done over the 4th of July, but did you get an invitation to Robert Kraft's party? Nope.
No.
Well, he and his wife, Dr. Dana Bloomberg, threw a starry 4th of July party in the Hamptons.
Mm, yes.
And it was wild. Elton John performed. He played an hour. Hour!
Didn't he retire?
Not for Robert Kraft.
Yeah, not for billionaires.
He dedicated his Smash Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me to the couple. He flew in from London just for the private show. He had a red piano shipped from the West Coast and was wearing a very fun yellow suit. It also featured a jaw-dropping drone show, creating images in the sky of a Patriots logo, an American flag, their dog called Heisman, the Statue of Liberty, and a football, we hear. The sources who talked to Page Six say this was all about building bridges and bringing people together. Kraft and the other attendees wore blue square pins, the symbol created by Kraft's foundation to combat anti-Semitism as part of the $25 million awareness building campaign as a symbol of standing up to Jewish hate and all hate. Guests were welcomed by a 16-foot-high American flag made from over a million crystals. Guests included Howard and Beth Stern, John Bon Jovi, Kenny Chesney, Mike Tyson and his wife, Rob Gronkowski and Camille Kostek, Michael Rubin and Camille Fischel, a bunch of executives that I've never heard of but are very important people, Elton John's husband, David Furnish, and others. People magazine said Jerry Seinfeld and Sylvester Stallone were also there. The guy who owns Fanatic.
Yes,
Michael Rubin.
Him. So he usually has his own over-the-top white party. He had taken off a year. So I guess Robert decided to fill that blank in.
Oh, that was nice of Robert to pick up the slack in the neighborhood.
If you do a little googly search, you can see all sorts of things from people who were flying drones over it and people who were on the beach just listening from afar who happened to live near. It looked like quite a party. Kelly Clarkson hit the brakes on her Las Vegas residency 90 minutes before she was supposed to take the stage, leaving fans stunned. On Instagram, she explained the last-minute cancellation was due to vocal strain, saying rehearsals took a toll on her voice and she wants everything to be perfect. She said, we've been working 24/7 to make studio sessions the most intimate and extraordinary experience with and for my fans. She called the delay devastating and confirmed both the shows are postponed. I don't know if those dates will be rescheduled. The residency is set to run through mid-November. What is going on with her?
That is tough. 90 minutes before, knowing people flew in from all over the wherever.
Yeah, that stinks.
You know, I mean, you had to know you weren't feeling well. It's tough to wait till 90 minutes before.
Yeah, the people that spent thousands on flights and hotels, you got to feel for them.
That's like a John Henry move when the weather's going to pour down rain and they still let everybody fill Fenway Park to buy expensive beers.
Gotta sell hot dogs.
Right.
I mean, I get it that like these are things vocally that you might not even have until a couple days prior. You might be fine and then the work has done its damage on your vocals, but I just feel like, you know,
she's had a lot going on lately, right?
Yeah. And we still don't know what's what. And again, not that it's really any of our business, but this makes it people's business. Right. So I hope she's all right.
Yep.
And also over the weekend, Black Sabbath's Back to the Beginning farewell concert happened, and you might be saying, Kennedy, Black Sabbath, really?
Well, War Pigs is fantastic.
But the reason that I bring this to you is because, first and foremost, it was a star-studded event with like every rock person known to man was up there playing some instrument or singing or something. But the thing that was the coolest and gives us hope for perhaps a tour was that Steven Tyler got up, sang three songs, and it was his cover of Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love that made you say, he back.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, Steven.
Vocal rest, it does a body good.
Okay, Steven.
So
I had a lot of old friends of mine posting pictures from this concert over the weekend.
It looked cool. Jason Momoa was the master of ceremony.
It looked incredible.
And then he jumped in the circle pit during Pantera's set when they're doing Cowboys from Hell.
Yeah, just awesome. Good for him.
I just think hearing him give some credence to...
And I saw, what's their daughter's name?
Kelly Osbourne.
She got proposed to backstage by one of the guys in Slipknot.
Sid Wilson, yeah.
So it was like proposed, you know.
It was quite a time.
Yeah.
And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Uh-oh. Do we lose our contestant? Let's see. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hang on 1 second. I think we lost our contestant. They're gone. Do we just roll with who I have on the line here?
Got to do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do. All right. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Hello. This is Adle.
How are you doing this morning? How do you say your name again?
Adle.
Adle.
A-D-D-H-E.
Okay.
Close.
Do you want to play Campy Kennedy?
Sure.
All right. Keep it clean, buddy. We're live on the radio, okay?
All right.
Okay. Do you understand the game? 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money.
Yep, I'll try my best.
All right, kick Kennedy out, please.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Keep your radio turned down for me, too, okay?
Yep.
Everything's going great, Dan.
We're on fire today.
Kennedy's left the studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Adelaide, you get more right than her, and you win. Question number one. Singer Allie Brooke turns 32 today. She was in the girl group that also featured Camila Cabello with hits like Work From Home and Worth It. Can you name that group?
But I'm only covered one day.
I don't.
Okay. Question number two. Shape of You by Ed Sheeran is the most streamed song ever on Apple Music. It is followed by The Weeknd's Blinding Lights at number two and God's Plan by this rapper. Who is he? Ali, you still with us? God's Plan. Okay, you don't know that one. Question number three. Southern Charm star Madison LaCroix and her husband, Brett Randall, have welcomed their first child together. Southern Charm is a TV show that takes place mainly in which city?
New York City.
Question number four. Almost all the American flags at Disney World's have the wrong number of stars. That way Disney doesn't have to perform proper flag protocols and lower all of them every night. There are 50 stars on a proper American flag. How many stripes are there?
7?
Come on, man. It was just the 4th of July.
Question number 5. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom confirmed their split, saying they've been shifting their relationship to focus on co-parenting their daughter. What is the name of their daughter?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You're a big pop culture guy, huh?
Not at all.
I want to ask this question, and I'm going to regret asking it.
Then don't ask it.
No, let's just dive in.
So did you know why you were calling into the show?
A buddy of mine called, and he's answering the question.
So your buddy called for you and just handed you the phone?
Yeah.
That was ice cold. What's your buddy's name?
Mike.
Mike, why aren't you on the phone if you're answering the questions? I don't understand.
He doesn't want to say anything.
I don't know what's going on here. All I know is he got 0 out of 5.
Whoops.
That is a Mac. Kennedy, these are very easy. Are you ready?
Okay.
Singer Allie Brooke turns 32. She was in a girl group that also starred Camila Cabello with hits like Work From Home and Worth It. Can you name the group?
Fifth Harmony,
1-0. Shape of You by Ed Sheeran is the most streamed song ever on Apple Music, followed by The Weeknd's Blinding Lights and God's Plan by which rapper?
Drake.
2-0. Southern Charm star Madison LaCroix and her husband Brett Randall have welcomed their first child together. Southern Charm is a TV show that takes place mainly in which city?
Charleston. Charleston, South Carolina.
Still got the bananas on the brain.
3-0. Well, question number 4.
In Savannah.
Almost all the American flags at Disney World have the wrong number of stars. That way Disney doesn't need to perform proper flag protocols and lower them all every night. There are 50 stars on a proper American flag. How many stripes?
13.
4-0. Question number 5.
Really, bro?
That's what I said right after the 4th of July.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom confirmed their split, saying they've been shifting their relationship to focus on co-parenting their daughter. What is the name of their daughter?
Daisy.
There it is. 5-0 is the final score. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash, but you did pick yourself up a pair of concert tickets to see the Lumineers July 17th at Fenway Park. Brought to you by Shaw's the Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. You enjoy those concert tickets, okay?
Thank you. I'll give it to Mike.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
You don't give crap to Mike. You're the one that did the work.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you took all the heat. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I cannot beat Kennedy.
I felt like it was going to go that way, yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Long 4th of July weekend. How about you, Kennedy?
You know, I didn't do a whole heck of a lot. I got a foster dog, and I spent most of my time with said foster dog or just at home,
mm-hmm.
being very quiet.
Trying to keep him from eating the rabbits in the yard.
Well, I tried.
I know you did.
She just
old college try.
She just lives with her inner wolf, and that's all right.
But, well, Kennedy.
But it was a nice quiet weekend for me.
I got one word for you. Mulch. Mulch.
Okay.
Mulch.
Please say more about mulch.
We had delivered 15 yards of mulch. And you think, how much is 15 yards of mulch? I'll put it to you like this.
Go ahead.
The dump truck showed up in our driveway and dumped it and said, that's the first half.
Super quick question. I know earlier this morning you told us that you had 4 14-year-old boys staying at your place over the weekend. I assume you put them to work?
Of course not.
Why?
Because at that point, I think we were already done with the mulch by the time they got there.
That was silly.
So just to give you an estimation of what a ton of mulch is a ton. 15 yards is a literal ton of mulch. And me, Lana, and Barrett, with pitchforks, put it in wheelbarrows. We had to borrow two neighbors' wheelbarrows. And the three of us with three wheelbarrows, it was 21 feet long and it was 4 feet tall. Mulch.
Have a Cape House, they said. It will be fun, they said.
I don't think you know how to celebrate 4th of July.
I think
well,
you're
it sounds
right.
like you got it out of the way early, so then you could enjoy the mulch in your beautiful backyard.
Your 4th of July sounded like the British one.
I was on the wrong side.
We were fighting against
wrong color jacket. all right, so who do we have here? We have our good friend Heather from Ashby, who had a big weekend. Good morning, Heather. What did you guys get into?
So it was great. We went to a town local bonfire, and my oldest daughter told me I'm going to be a granny ma again.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay.
I mean, her oldest son is going to be 9 in August next month.
Okay.
So it's a little weird because, you know, I'm really close to him, and it's just a span, but it's my youngest daughter said she manifested that my daughter would get pregnant because she loves babies and has been wanting to hold a baby.
Isn't that the way it always works?
That's awesome.
But I miss that smell.
Yeah.
What's your grandma name?
Granny Ma.
Granny Ma.
I got it from SpongeBob.
Where all great ideas are born.
I wanted it to be different. I didn't want the whole, you know, Mimi and Nana and all
right.
that. I want even my license plate says Granny Ma.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations
yep.
to you.
Yeah, that's exciting
Thank
news.
You.
Congrats.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Jill is from East Boston. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
Doing good. You went up to Hampton Beach?
Yes, I was. I was with my family and friends. There was a ton of us enjoying the sun, the waves, fireworks, friends, family, and my baby brother and his wife also had a special delivery on July 5th, their first baby.
Oh, my goodness. This was a weekend.
It was very busy, but it was so much fun.
Did you have fried dough?
You know what? We did not. We had ice cream.
Are you even going to Hampton Beach if you're not having fried dough?
I know. We do love Blink.
Stopping at Blink's.
What is going on? You are doing it all wrong.
That will be this coming weekend.
All right. Thanks for calling in and sharing that. Have a great week.
Thank you all.
Congrats on your brother's freedom, baby.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, yeah, what did they name the baby?
Got hung up on fried dough. You passed over the baby.
No. Yeah, what about the baby's name?
Yes, it is Joseph Michael after his dad, my brother, my baby brother.
Oh, very cool. All right. Have a great week.
Thank you.
All right, we got a good friend, Corey from Medford. What'd you get into over the weekend, Corey?
Good morning, guys. Well, Friday, of course, we hung with some friends and watched the fireworks from their deck. And Saturday, we had a bunch of our friends over to the house to celebrate the 5th of July. And then last night, I may have spent a bunch of money on a new watch.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with that. You work hard for that money.
It was only, you know, a little less than $1,000.
Oh, wow.
Does the watch have anything to do with Star Trek?
Oh, good Lord, no.
All right.
I wouldn't spend that much money on a Star Trek watch.
What if William Shatner had worn it in an episode?
Yeah, no.
He's like, I'm a nerd, not an idiot.
What about Jean-Luc Picard? What if he'd have worn it?
Oh, well, that's a little different.
See?
All right. Well, have a great week, Corey.
Thank Bye, buddy.
You.
Bye, man.
From the 508, Carson, I personally did 15 yards of mulch myself 2 years ago. Never again.
Let's get it.
How long did it take you guys?
So we started Thursday. It got delivered, you know, Thursday, like midday. We spent about 2 hours on Thursday and then all day Saturday, about 8 hours, three of us. From the 508, Carson, why didn't you hire a landscaper like a normal person? Because they wanted $2,200 to put the mulch down, and we got it for $700.
There you go.
That's why.
That's why.
That's why.
And now you got, and now you don't got to go to the gym because you got guns now, bro.
And Barrett is farm strong. He learned the term farm strong.
Well, I hope next time this rolls around, you remember that you've got an army of 14-year-old young men that you can now utilize for this specific thing, and I would if I were you.
Oh, I'll never say this in front of Lana Kennedy, but next time this has to be done in like 2-3 years, I'm paying the $2,200.
I mean, I would too. But, you know, I was just trying to be supportive.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's see. Lynn is from Medway. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Summer school? Over the weekend? That does not sound fun.
Well, I'm heading to summer school now. I had a fabulous week on the Cape last week, and summer school starts today, so I am on the road.
Now, where were you on the Cape? What'd you get into?
I was in Dennisport with three friends and a little six-month-old baby, and we had a great week. We went to the beach.
I don't know how you get into a restaurant on the Cape. Over, like 4th of July weekend, we were down.
You make reservations all the time?
Yarmouth Port, because Bear was meeting up with some of his friends, and so we dropped him off, and we were looking for places in that area. And there's a ton of restaurants, but forget about getting into it.
There's also a ton of people.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So many people.
I make reservations on a random Wednesday, so I'm just one of those people. I won't go somewhere unless I have one, because lines give me anxiety.
I remember back in my day, you could just show up at a restaurant. You didn't have to fight all the world online to get
We didn't live in a place like the Cape where there's only so many people jammed into one little spot.
Yeah. Where people descend upon the bridge.
We lived in smaller spaces, Carson.
And what are you teaching for summer school? School this week?
I am a speech and language pathologist, so okay. I will be working with my students, so we're going to be working on speech and some language skills and just having a whole lot of fun.
You're a good doobie.
Yeah,
thanks
for what you do. Fun at summer school. I saw a woman while we were driving over the bridge to the Cape on Wednesday, I think it was, and her sticker said, "Your vacation is not my vacation." It's like, oh. That hits.
My email signature says your work day is not the same as my work day.
Right.
I don't expect you to answer when you don't want to, and I'm not going to answer when I don't.
Let's see. We have our friend B-Side from Gloucester. What'd you get into this weekend, B-Side?
I went to Vermont and stayed in Jeffersonville, right outside of Stowe and right outside of Burlington. And basically where Smuggler's Notch is. And stayed in a beautiful property and did a hot air balloon, hiked three different summits, and got a dinner cruise over Lake Champlain with VIP seating during torrential downpour, but that's beside the point. And
let's go back to the hot air balloon, because that is the one that piques my interest. What was that like, being in a wicker basket controlled by flame thousands of feet in the air?
Incredible. The pilot was hilarious. It was just incredible, beautiful landing as well.
Did they pour champagne on you?
They did at the end.
Yeah. Do hot air balloons land so much as just crash?
Controlled crash.
No, it was very controlled. I swear to God, I feel like it was easier than me parking.
Wow.
I don't know what it is, too. I've done several hot air balloon rides. I don't understand what it is about hot air balloon pilots, but all of them are smartasses. Everyone to a T that I've ever been in a hot air balloon with, they don't take it serious at all. They joke a lot about you dying.
Well, you have to be cavalier to laugh in the face of God every day when you're in honor.
Yeah, you really have to set the tone. You can't get in there with people that are like, yeah, but what if this, what if that? If you're smart ass from the get-go, they won't come at you.
Yes, I don't know. It must be a prerequisite to be a hot air balloon pilot.
I miss my calling.
You're probably right. All right, have a great week, B-Side.
You too.
How about you, producer Dan? What'd you get into over the weekend on the water?
I had a good weekend up north. So my cousin Rob moved to Hawaii a couple years ago.
Okay.
And I haven't seen him much in the last like 3-4 years. And he came home for the 4th of July with his girlfriend and his girlfriend's son. And they had never been up to New Hampshire before.
Was this the first time meeting the family too for the girlfriend?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, Hawaii is quite a trip, so. And it was really cool to see them kind of have firsts that we do all the time up here. Mm. Like, we took them out on the water at Winnipesaukee, and they had never been on a lake before.
No.
Because obviously Hawaii, surrounded by the ocean, they have rivers and waterfalls, but they had never been on a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid is like 15, and he goes, can you guys surf on the lake? I was like, nah, man, you're not going to do a lot of surfing on the lake. You're not going to do a lot of surfing.
You can surf off the back of the boat, maybe.
Yeah. Jet ski.
Yeah, you can water ski. And then, you know, we took them out. The water was a little colder than they were used to.
I would imagine.
How many times did he call you Howley?
Zero. He's the coolest kid ever. I love him. It made me want to be Hawaiian.
Oh, really?
After hanging out with a 15-year-old. I was like, are you all this cool? You seem so casual.
Yeah, bro.
And then we went back to the house, had a little fire, made s'mores, and they had never seen lightning bugs, and they were all over the backyard. So that was kind of cool.
Did you bring me back one, Dan?
No, I did not catch any.
Oh, womp womp.
I let the nature be nature.
All right.
And then I did the most American thing you can do on 4th of July. I watched my boy, Joey Chestnut, crush 70 and a half hot dogs in a complete display of peak male performance. And my brother's girlfriend sat and watched with me, Jen. But my brother was outside with his other girlfriend, his 1990 Mustang, working on that. And she hadn't seen the hot dog eating contest before. And just the look of sheer horror on her face.
Right.
As he's got three hot dogs in his hand, he's shoving them in his mouth and dunking bread and water, and just the massacre of the close-up.
So good.
She was like, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I was like, no, this is what freedom looks like.
Did you, while you were out on the boat, did you see anybody doing that dance that was trending over 4th of July? So there's this kid, this Indonesian boy.
You've got to get off the internet.
There's this Indonesian boy who does this dance on the front of this boat that has gone viral. And so we were fishing off the beach over the weekend, right where boats were going in and out of this area. And every third boat had some drunk guys or girls on the front of the boat doing this Indonesian boys dance with the music blaring off of the boat. And I was just curious if you saw that at Winnipesaukee.
Nah, man. We don't do TikTok dances on the pontoon.
It's hysterical. Yeah,
the Breslin family is not.
I believe you'll get tossed off the boat for that.
They put their phone down and they have a good time. The only thing they use their phone for is the DJ.
Or to take a picture where I'm hanging on the front of the boat like Rose from Titanic.
Oh, you could do that way.
I am Rose always.
Oh.
100%.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
KB Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Samantha from Rutland to the show.
Good morning, Samantha.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win, you tie, you lose. Cool?
Cool. Yes.
Cool, 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 cool. Here we go. Question number 1. Today in 1802, the first comic book was published in Hudson, New York. It's called The Wasp. Can you name the iconic Marvel writer and producer that created our favorite heroes like Spider-Man, Thor, the Hulk, Iron Man, and the X-Men?
Well, I feel like this is wrong, but maybe it's Stan Lee.
Question number 2. At the Black Sabbath farewell show, Jack Black appeared in a pre-taped segment where he played Mr. Crowley, backed by the sons of Tom Morello and Scott Ian. Jack Black recently starred in a movie based on one of the most famous video games of all time. Name the movie. Or name the game.
I know this one. Minecraft.
Joey Chestnut reclaimed the title of at Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest by scarfing down 70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes.
The Michael Jordan of wieners.
That is interesting. He missed last year due to a conflict over a vegan hot dog sponsorship. Where does the event take place every 4th of July?
I don't know, so I'm going to say New York City.
Question number four. Today in 1998, Bare Naked Ladies released their album Stunt, featuring their breakthrough hit, 1 Week. Take a listen and then finish the lyric.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but
it'll be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
And question number five. Intern Mac vibing to that song.
It's a great tune. I'm going to see them next Saturday. I'm pumped.
They play in Leader Bank
Pavilion? I saw them on Live Nation. They had like $30 tickets. I wanted to get them.
Who else playing?
I think Sugar Ray is there.
Oh, come on.
Maybe Fastball? I have to double check.
Every morning, Sunday, right? Every morning? Yeah. Oh, that's good. Question number five. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have cut more staff as a part of ongoing cost-cutting amid financial pressure since stepping down from royal duties in 2020. Name the tell-all memoir Prince Harry released in 2023 that caused friction with the royal family.
Oh, man. I wish I was more hip.
Me too.
Works
relatable content.
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
How was your long weekend, Samantha? Did you have some time off?
I did, and my birthday was on Thursday, and so, of course, the town did fireworks just for me. Well, they do that every year for me, but it was still nice.
Having a 4th of July birthday, is it good or bad?
I think it's good because you always have the day off or the next day.
Good point.
And there's always a barbecue you can pretend is in your honor.
I know. I went to 2 different ones and went barbecue hopping down the street.
Kennedy, Samantha got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Today in 1802, the first comic book was published in Hudson, New York. It was called The Wasp. Can you name the iconic Marvel writer and producer that created our favorite heroes like Spider-Man, Thor, the Hulk, Iron Man, and the X-Men?
Stan Lee.
1-1. Question number 2. At the Black Sabbath farewell show, Jack Black appeared in a pre-taped segment where he played Mr. Crowley, backed by the sons of Tom Morello and Scott Ian. Jack Black recently starred in a movie based on one of the most famous video games of all time. What was it?
Minecraft.
Tied at 2. Joey Chestnut reclaimed his title to Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest by scarfing down 70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes. He missed last year due to a conflict over a vegan hot dog sponsorship. Where does the event take place every 4th of July?
Coney Island?
It is, yes, not New York City. It is Coney Island in New York. 3-2. Question number 4. Today in 1998, Bare Naked Ladies released their album Stunt, featuring their breakthrough hit, 1 Week. Take a listen and finish the lyrics.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me.
It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
Nice job. Was alcohol on that album, too?
Maybe.
Love that song. 4-3, question number 5. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have cut more staff as a part of ongoing cost-cutting amid financial pressure since stepping down from royal duties in 2020. Name the tell-all memoir Prince Harry released in 2023 that caused friction with the royal family.
Spare.
Spare is correct. Yep.
Good job
indeed, Kennedy. Kudos to you, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
5-3 is the final score. Samantha Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash. But thank you for calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Samantha, and I can't beat Kennedy. Maybe next time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, we have a cool announcement for you. Are we ready for it, Kennedy?
Go ahead.
Do you want me to play this thing that you made?
No, I think you need to explain it first.
Okay. I will explain it first. I don't know that I have it yet. I don't know if it's here. Let me.
I saw it pop up over there. Would you like for me to explain while you do?
Oh, I think I have it. Okay, good. So here's what's going to happen. Coldplay's coming to town, Kennedy.
Yes.
We're big fans of Coldplay around here. This tour has been going on for a minute, too.
Okay.
You know, this is the Music of the Spheres World Tour.
Oh, okay.
And they're touring on two most recent albums.
Okay.
And they are finishing up this world tour, I think, in September over, I believe, maybe in the UK. So this is kind of the end of this tour. And if you've never seen Coldplay in concert, it's unlike most other concerts because it's more like going to an EDM music festival.
Mm-hmm.
Their visuals are next level. This isn't just go watch Kenny Chesney dance across the stage for 2.5 hours, which is also fun. This is an entire experience. And it's a great show, whether you're a fan or not. But we're going to make you fans. So what we're going to do is we have tickets for 10 inside of a suite at Gillette Stadium for the Coldplay show.
So you and 9 of your besties.
Yes.
Just chilling.
In the
best
private
life.
Suite.
Soaking it up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sal told me to make sure I reminded everybody we're not paying for the alcohol. I was like, okay, Sal.
Duh. No one pays for your booze anymore. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, lawyers don't like that when we pay for booze.
But you don't have to be shoulder to shoulder with the commoners.
Right. The hoi polloi, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And not only that, you're going to get to meet Coldplay. Don't forget that part. So you're hanging out in the suite. You're going to go and meet the band before the show. So meet them, hang out in the suite, watch Coldplay at Gillette Stadium. So how are we giving this wonderful prize away? This is where we get to the fun part.
Yeah.
This is the fun part.
Okay.
Now that you know what all of what's on the line here.
Tell them what it's called, and then you can play the thing.
Okay. It is called Carson's Cold Plunge for Coldplay. Oh.
Carson's feet on the dunk tank are dangling, hoping that you'll send him into the drink and throw that ball and hit the target. We need someone with an arm like a rocket. If you dunk him the most, you're winning. Sitting in the suite, soaking luxury like a sponge. Here's to Carson's Cold Plunge.
Carson's Cold Plunge for Coldplay. So we're going old school radio here. We got Perfect Parties USA to give us a dunk tank.
We did.
And they are going to come here Friday morning and set it up full of cold water. And then I'm going to go sit in that little thing. And you're going to come out with your best arm and try and put me in the water.
That's right.
And at the end of all of it, one person is going to win the suite and the 10 tickets. And to meet Coldplay and all of that.
That's correct.
For their tour stop at Gillette Stadium.
That's correct.
So as far as Friday goes, how does that work?
So here's how it's going to work. This is truly as old school as it gets. You have to show up here.
That's it.
You can't sign up for anything. Can't call ahead.
Nope.
Can't make a reservation.
Nope.
You just have to show up here on Friday morning.
Yep.
Before 7:30. Full stop, period, end of story. Can't let you in after that. That said, we will then take all of you people who have joined us. We will draw 5 names out of the hat.
Okay.
And y'all get to try and dunk Carson and dunk tank. And we have a couple of rounds we'll go through to make sure it's fair and even and all that, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you need a rocket for, you know.
You got to have a howitzer over right
there's
arm.
There's one flaw in this game, though, Kennedy.
What is it?
For Carson's Cold Plunge for Coldplay.
Please don't say that. I've been doing so much
work. This game is flawed. I don't know that really anybody wants to dunk me.
Even if we didn't have tickets, they would show up to dunk you.
I don't think that's true.
You're wrong.
I have been in the back of my mind trying to figure out how to get you in a dunk tank for like 2 years. And when this concert and this big prize came up, I was like, I got it.
Yeah, this was Dan's idea, 100%.
I've been trying to get him in a dunk tank quietly for like 2 years. And I'm so excited.
And I just want to say I'm grateful to our entire staff here and programming and all of that and legal to make it all happen.
Right.
And so it's happening. So I need you guys all to like put it on your calendar. You need to put it in the ways so you know what time to get here because traffic is trafficky.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah, we're at 83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway. We'll put that all
We'll
online.
Have everything up here in just a little bit on right. the interweb. So you
but again,
can
it's a great prize. I mean, it's a suite for 10 at Gillette. It's meet Coldplay.
And it's like, you get to be the one that said you dunked Carson the most.
But I don't know that anybody's going to want to come dunk me. That's the flaw in this idea you guys had.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I love the name. I love the prize, all of it. But I'm not sure anybody's going to show up.
Just do it for the Friday free-for-all. Get it for all of us.
Hey, Dan. That's pretty good, actually.
Are you going to talk junk in the dunk tank when they have bad throws?
I would never.
Carson's feet on the dunk tank are dangling, hoping that you'll send him into the drink and throw that ball and hit the target. We need someone with an arm like a rocket. If you dunk him the most, you're winning. Sitting in the suite, soaking luxury like a sponge. Here's to Carson's cold plunge.
Hey, Susie, where'd you get that noodle of an arm?
People already want to know if there'll be ice in the water.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely cold. Absolutely, yes.
I'm bringing in ice.
Yes, yeah, they've asked for the coldest water possible.
Well, I mean, it's coming out of a hose. It's going to be freezing.
It's New England.
It's coming out of a hose, like inside the building where the water hooks up to all the water. It's going to be cold.
Quickly, we want to say thank you to Perfect Parties USA for them providing the dunk tank. They provide interactive games, photos, photo booths, programs, game shows, casino equipment, and hard-to-find performers. They do things for clients for over a decade now. Play bigger, party harder, experience more. So thank you to Perfect Parties USA. Can't wait to meet them and have some fun on Friday. So again, you show up at the radio station on Friday. You have a shot to be at a suite and meet the band Coldplay. We're going old school radio.
Really? We haven't been able to do something this ridiculous in a long time. I'm super excited about it.
We didn't even ask Sal's permission. We just told him we were going to do it. He's like, fine, just no alcohol. Okay, fine. No alcohol. The okay. Fun police over there, Mr. Sal. Again, if you want to find out more, we'll have the info up at mix1041.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hopefully you had a restful long 4th of July weekend, unlike what it sounds like Kennedy had over the 4th of July weekend.
Well, it was just, it was not restful.
Sounds stressful to me.
Well, so kind of last minute on, I guess, so it was Tuesday night going into Wednesday. You know, the foster organization that I work with kind of put out a Hail Mary that they had a dog who had been in the kennel for a while and they didn't want to leave her there over the long weekend. And mm-hmm. She had a foster who was going to pick her up on the 10th, but that they didn't have anybody from now to then. And, you know, it's all volunteers who work there. So, you know, there's not somebody at the kennel all the time. And especially, mm-hmm. you know, when it's a holiday weekend, you want to let people have time off, especially those who are giving their time of you so graciously. So I was like, okay, I can take her. You know, she was, I think she might be somewhere between 1.5 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd kind of been living on these streets. That's where they found her. Her name is Girly Girl. She's adorable.
Girly Girl.
Yes. So she was 2 years old. She weighs, I don't know, about 70 pounds.
Okay.
She was found as a stray in Mississippi on a mail route, was rescued by the mail carrier. And she had just had surgery to get fixed. So, you know, as a two-year-old, that's kind of a lot as well. And the prior owners had tried and docked her tail, so she wasn't have a little bitty stub of a tail. I don't know what the hell they were doing. It makes you want to hurt people.
Mm.
In any event, she's healthy, she's happy, but she's wild. She's been on the streets for 2 years or however long she was. So she's a good dog, but she's just a little crazy and she's big. So like when I brought her home, I was like, this is a bed. We lay on the bed at my house. Come on up. Let's lay on the bed. And so the first night she was there, she was so tired, she just crashed out. And I was like, oh, good. Okay, we're going to be all right.
Right.
And the second day, not so much. She was just
got her energy back.
So crazy, active energy. And so I have a fenced in backyard. And so I thought, well, this is great. I can play ball with her back there. She doesn't know how to catch the ball yet, but that's something we can learn to do. But the problem is that my backyard, I mean, it's, you know, it's about summer. You're filled with nothing but baby birds and baby bunnies. And I have a million bunnies in my yard. So many baby bunnies right now. And then not only that, but there's little burrows that they build, you know, that they live in, little holes in the ground.
Right.
And that's where they put all the soft things to let the bunnies sit there for the mom to come feed the bunnies. Well, he found all those.
Oh, no.
And so I had to keep, like, finding things in my yard that I could cover them with so that he wouldn't get to them. Sheep. I think all dogs are boys. And so she found ways to get underneath the deck, even though I blocked it all off. She busted through some of the... what's that bric-a-brac stuff called?
Yes, the lattice.
Yes, that sort of keeps the underneath part of your deck. And she just busted through that. And, you know, I watched her. I didn't let her be out there by herself. But she went underneath the other day, yesterday. And I couldn't... She had busted through, so I had everything all blocked off. So I had to take all that stuff away and start climbing underneath there to get her because she had gotten a bunny. And I mean, she had just gotten a bunny.
Oh.
And it was just more than I needed to see in my life. You know, I love all living creatures more than I love most humans. And it was very hard. Would you like to hear what it sounded like?
Oh, you have audio?
Gigi just went underneath the...
Did you call her Gigi?
And ate a bunny, like right in front of me. It was so sad. And I couldn't get her out underneath the thing. I had to crawl underneath and drag her out. And the poor bunny. I can't do this.
And I was screaming so loudly that my neighbor came out. And he's like, Kennedy, are you okay? And I'm like, she ate a bunny and I have to crawl under. So by the time I finally get her out, and then I get myself out, she's run back in again. So I have to crawl back underneath my deck. Now, I don't know what your underneath of your deck looks it's like, but mess. That house has been there since 1910. So I finally get her out, and I put her in the crate, and I'm trying not to be mad at her because it's not her fault. And when I tell you, Carson, I'm covered in mud from head to toe. I was in the shower for like a while. It's okay, Dan.
Girly girl.
Yeah, I'll call her Gigi for short.
Gigi.
She is. She's a sweet, sweetheart. I promise she is. She was just living her wolf life, and that's not her fault.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm just reading on the instructor. She does have a high prey drive.
She does have a what?
A high prey drive is what they call that, Carson.
Oh, you did? Yeah, didn't see that in the small print.
I wouldn't
print.
Have cared because they just needed help, and I was trying to be helpful.
Right.
And so here we are, but I don't ever want to do that again.
No
and
good deed goes unpunished.
And then so I had to have a whole moment to say goodbye to the bunny and thank the bunny for its service.
Sure.
I couldn't bury the bunny because I couldn't go back underneath there, but yep.
Happy 4th of July weekend to you, Kennedy.
Thanks, buddy.
Love you.
Love you back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimmy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Jess from Goffstown.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Is that Goffstown? I think maybe Mac.
Goffstown.
Goffstown. Okay, there we go. It's like Goffstown. I've never heard of Goffstown before.
For a kid who's lived here his whole life, Mac thinks none of these towns are real. He knows four towns in Massachusetts.
Come here, Mac. Come here. It's really, how do you not know any of these towns? You've been here your entire life.
Well, because, I mean, you know, keep in mind, most of my life has been confined to the Boston area. And also, what is up with the ridiculous town names? Okay, listen, I live out in California for college. We name our towns normal things like Lancaster, not Boxborough or whatever is here.
You know what grinds my gears? Intern Mac. I'm sorry about that, Jeff. We got off on a tangent there. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing.
By the way, Jess is a vet. If you need any, if you need any work done,
no, vet tech.
Okay. Intern Mac is killing the info this morning.
And we love all of your very real towns, even if Mac doesn't.
Yes. That might affect your grade for the end of the semester, Intern Mac. Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Ready as ever, babe.
President Trump plans to hold a UFC event at the White House next year to honor America's 250th birthday. He wants it to be a full card with 20 to 25,000 fans. What is the address to the White House?
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
A trespasser was arrested inside the gated community where Angelina Jolie and Kristen Bell live. Kristen Bell is the voice of which Disney princess?
Anna in Frozen.
Ashton Irwin, 31 today. He's an Australian. He's in an Australian band with this as their biggest song. Take a listen and then name the band. The band?
Oh, I got nothing on that one.
All right. They played the Mixed Beach House years ago. Question number four. Actor Michael Madsen died Thursday morning of an apparent cardiac arrest. He was 67 years old. He was probably best known for his association with Quentin Tarantino. He had a role in the Kill Bill movies as one of the protagonist's rival assassins. Who plays the protagonist in Kill Bill?
Uma Thurman.
Did he play a Marvel character as well, I believe?
Michael Madsen?
No. What was he in?
One of the new Harry Potter movies.
Okay.
Maybe it was Mr. Blonde in Reservoir Dogs.
Who am I thinking? I thought I saw something where somebody passed away who was one of the Marvel characters. Maybe a different actor. Question number five. A third of Americans say their car has a nickname. Can you name the best-selling car model of all time?
Toyota.
Okay, you got. I need the.
We need a whole model.
Corolla.
Let's get Corolla. Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy.
Look at you. Getting a lot of commentary about Max. Commentary regarding town names in the Commonwealth. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Jess from Goffstown got 4 out of 5 right.
Ooh. Well done, friend.
These are difficult. Wow. You ready, Kennedy?
I am.
President Trump plans to hold a UFC event at the White House next year to honor America's 250th birthday.
America.
Yeah, what better way? Jeez.
Nothing more American than a reverse chokehold, Kennedy.
So we did to the British.
He wants it to be a full card with 20 to 25,000 fans. What is the address of the White House?
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
1-1. A trespasser was arrested inside the gated community where Angelina Jolie and Kristen Bell live. Kristen Bell is the voice of which Disney princess?
Her name is Anna.
Tied it to. It was Julian McMahon that passed away from cancer this past weekend. He was in the Fantastic Four. I was trying to think of somebody. Question number three. It'll come to light later, Kennedy. Don't you worry. Ashton Irwin, 31 today. He is in an Australian band with this as their biggest song. Take a listen and then name the band. In the band?
Huh.
Mm.
Chainsmokers.
Mm. They played the Mixed Beach House, Kennedy.
That doesn't help me.
Five sauce. 5 seconds of summer. Tied to 2. Question number 4.
Uh-oh.
Actor Michael Madsen died Thursday morning of an apparent cardiac arrest. He was 67, probably best known for his association with Quentin Tarantino. He had a role in the Kill Bill movies as one of the protagonist's rival assassins. Who plays the protagonist in Kill Bill?
Uma Thurman.
Tied at 3, going to the final question, which Jess got right, Kennedy.
All righty, let's do it.
A third of Americans say their car has a nickname. Does your car have a nickname, Dan?
It sure doesn't.
Neither does mine, so you know what that means. Kennedy, what's your car's nickname?
Baby.
Nobody puts baby in a corner?
Mm-hmm. Well, unless it's a good parking spot.
Okay. Kennedy, can you name the best-selling car model of all time? Spoiler alert, Jess did. I need the best-selling car model of all time. Make and model. I know.
And spoiler alert, I just did.
What?
You said spoiler alert, you just did.
No, Jess got it.
Jess, no, I said Jess.
Not what you said. Okay, got it. Honda Accord.
Oh, that's a really good guess, but that is incorrect. That's what I would have picked. Toyota Corolla, apparently, is there the best-selling car of all time.
Well done, friend.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Or gets the L. Sorry. Jess gets the win. Nice job, Jess.
Yeah.
I wasn't even calling into play. I can't believe that.
See, you don't put enough pressure on yourself. It just goes. You just have a good time, and look what happens.
I was calling because I'm a dog trainer and I wanted to help you with your bunny problem.
There's nothing you can do to help me with that. It's all good. She doesn't go out unless she's on a leash from now on, and it'll be fine. Thank you, friend.
Oh, my goodness.
Here for it, though.
Well, congratulations.
Today's show
is
awesome. That is so good. Well, Jess, don't hang up. We got to get some information from you when you're done because you won yourself $100. Kennedy, is there something that you would like to say to Jess?
Yes, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Jess.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Brianne from Attleboro.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Brianne is trying to, awesome. You know, just like... go back to work today, which is a struggle for all of us.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you already there? Or are you headed there now?
I am here, yes.
I am here.
Dum, 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 dum.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture things. You answer more right than Kennedy. You're going to win $1,000 this morning, okay?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm nervous.
All right. It's going to be good. Kennedy's now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions or your answers. Question number one, Netflix says 50% of its global users are watching a particular kind of Japanese film and television animation. What do they call this genre?
Oh, God.
Thought that answer.
I have no clue.
Okay. Question number two, Ozzy Osbourne had a triumphant final show with Black Sabbath on Saturday. While seated in a fancy bat-winged throne, some highlights include a shirtless Bill Ward and then his daughter getting engaged backstage. What is his daughter's name? Ozzy and Sharon's daughter.
Kelly Osbourne.
Question number three, the Savannah Bananas held two sold-out nights of games at Fenway Park over the weekend. It One of the games, a pop punk band had a surprise performance. Some of their hits include Swing Swing, Gives You Hell, and Dirty Little Secret. Name the band.
Oh my God, Dirty Little Secrets. It's like I can sing the whole song in my head, but do I know who actually sings it?
The question.
That's why it's a good one, Dave.
Right?
All right. Any guess? Question number four. The latest Jurassic World movie made $147 million over the five-day weekend. What is the actual title of the movie?
I don't know. I'm striking out here.
Question number five. Brooks Nader shared a candid TikTok revealing she unexpectedly got her period during Wimbledon. She captioned it, "Tries to be chic, starts at Wimbledon." And she ended up wearing a white skirt and black blouse, spinning around to show a stain, earning praise for her honesty in normalizing periods. Can you name the venue where the Wimbledon tennis tournament takes place?
You know, I should be able to name that, but no, I can't.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Was this too hard, Dan? Was this difficult?
I mean, the last one was super difficult, but...
Right. I didn't think we're there.
Nah, the first three aren't.
All right.
You don't get to say that if you write them.
I always ask questions. That's why I asked.
No, I asked. No, I mean to say, like, you know, if you say, oh, they don't feel so
I
hard
didn't
to me.
Think
if
they
you
thought
write them,
but,
a lot of times it's easier.
Sometimes they just miss your wheelhouse.
No, no, it is right.
Brianne from Attleboro got 1 out of 5. Yes. Shoot. You still with us, Brianne?
I'm here. Oh. I'm waiting for Kennedy to get all 5.
Oh, don't be
I don't
sad.
Know, man.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Netflix says about 50% of its global users are watching a particular kind of Japanese film and television animation. What do they call this genre?
Is it anime or is it manga? Manga, I'm going to say.
That is incorrect. Anime was the correct answer. What's manga?
Manga is like the graphic novels that a lot of anime shows are based off of.
Oh, okay.
So manga is like the written word.
It's the source material from which they make
anime. Yes, like how all movies are a Stephen King book first kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dan.
So anime was the answer we were looking for. 0-0, question number 2. Ozzy Osbourne had a triumphant final show with Black Sabbath on Saturday while seated in a fancy bat-winged throne. You know, his daughter got engaged backstage. What is her name? What is their daughter's name?
Oh my God. I know the one daughter's name is Amy, but that's not the one. How is this out of my head? Kelly Osbourne. Jeez.
Ooh, that was close.
1-1. I was about to hit that buzz.
Some things just fly away.
Question number 3. The Savannah Bananas had 2 sold-out nights of games at Fenway Park, and at some point, a pop punk band had a surprise performance. Some of their hits include Swing Swing, Gives You Hell, and Dirty Little Secret. Name the band.
All American Rejects.
They have been all over the place recently. I don't know if you've seen, they've been doing like backyard barbecues and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. 2-1, question number 4. The latest Jurassic World movie made $147 million over the 5-day weekend. What is the actual title of the movie?
Jurassic Park, we really didn't need another one.
Jurassic World Rebirth.
I like yours better.
2-1, question number 5. Brooke Nader shared a candid TikTok revealing she unexpectedly got her period during Wimbledon. She captioned it, "Tries to be chic, starts at Wimbledon." She ended up wearing a white skirt and black blouse, spinning to show the stain, earning praise for her honesty and normalizing
period. I love you so much for
Brooks
this.
Nader is her name.
Right.
Kennedy. Can you name the venue where the Wimbledon tennis tournament takes place? Yes, yes, it is. Yes,
it's
you have to
called,
turn.
It's
yes,
called yes, Clay Court Central.
Yes, no. Mm. It is the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club.
Yeah, not one person.
Or I would have
who doesn't know that?
Not one
I
person.
Would have accepted the,
absolutely not
the
one
All England Club.
Yeah, Brian, those were really hard.
Okay, thank
don't
you
feel
for
bad.
Making
I only,
me feel better.
I only got one more than you did.
Anime seems too easy now that like I actually think about it. Right?
I overthought it. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
2-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Yes. We'll see you at the Croquet Club later, Dan.
We're still in long weekend mode. We haven't woken up yet.
No one would know the answer to that last one, dude.
No, the last one for sure.
Okay, so what do we got going on here? Brianne, is there something you would like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Yes, my name is Brianne from Attleboro, yes, and I can't be Kennedy. Yes,
but we love you still.
Yes, Brianne from Attleboro.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.